Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got the makers of All Jacked Up coming up in the next segment, third hour, financial and election news with international forecaster Bob Chapman. Aaron's coming in here right now to go over the delegate numbers. They haven't issued the final delegate numbers, so he's had to tabulate them up himself. We've been looking for hours for some type of breakdown, and here's the basics. And we're also going to continue with your phone calls. But right now, let's before we go to Eddie in England and Harold in Texas and many, many others that are patiently holding from across the United States and the world, I wanted to bring Aaron Dykes up here. Aaron's been in there tabulating. Aaron, what's the basic numbers that we've got right now?
Basically, for the Super Tuesday states, California has not been assigned delegates, according to all the mainstream media. Clinton right now has a number of about 554, Obama's 525. Basically, she's slightly ahead, but it's extremely close in the overall scheme.
And again, that doesn't sound right. He was ahead in polls out there. They're probably busy cheating things, is why it hasn't been released yet.
Well, every single mainstream headline I've seen is neck and neck, too close to call, they trade off. He won more states, she won more delegates, she won the big states.
But again, even a lot of top Democrat and Republican strategists are saying that they think it's going to be Hillary is the president, Barack Obama is vice president, and so they're having to stage things just so he doesn't win, because then he would be the president and she would be the vice president, and they can't have that.
Yeah, plus a horse race is more exciting to watch for a few months.
Well, I mean, I talk to a lot of Democrats here in Austin. I talk to them all over the country. They, almost all of them, like Obama. They don't like Clinton, so how is it she's beating him all over?
Well, I guess nobody wants a dictator, but you get one anyway.
Well, things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just so long as I'm the dictator.
Frightful.
All right, what other numbers you got there?
Basically, California's still outstanding. That's one of the biggest states. So she won the popular vote. Is it true that they're doing county by county for the first year in California?
Yes.
I've heard that. Yeah, so I'm not ready to call California myself. It's pretty close.
But overall, she narrowly beat him with the other states added up.
The overall race is not decided in terms of Democratic convention. She hasn't won enough delegates yet, so. Yeah.
Well, then she probably won't hear. There's a few more weeks of these coming up.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, I guess.
All right, Aaron, thanks for coming in with that report. That's Aaron Dykes in here. I've been trying for hours to figure out exactly what's going on, but we know that something is very rotten in the state of Denmark, as they say. Eddie in England, a little closer to Denmark. Welcome, Eddie.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to speak to you. I've been a member for several years now, and I've sent your DVDs all over UK and several places in Europe. And I've been following the election because I'm a supporter of Ron Paul. And I've been following Bev Harris's
yes.
Black box voting. And when I went there onto that site, I found somebody who had documentation taken from the Boston Globe, and it showed the actual township by town voting actual figures, and they didn't tally at all with anything that was produced by CNN and all the rest
yes,
of it.
Yes, I've seen it, and Bev Harris has been in New Hampshire. She spent 3 weeks there. She's gone back to California. She called it, what was the exact term? A criminal enterprise. She said it was a criminal enterprise, total election fraud, total recount fraud. And then every time you focus in on an individual state, you find the same thing. Convicted cocaine traffickers and CIA agents looking right back at you, smiling with submachine guns guarding their facilities. Stay there. I want to get your final word on that. From England, Britannia, Albion.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
With not a mark upon his silky hand, teach him he can trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride, and we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride. Riding like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, rage to blaze and die.
Just a touch of sadness.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers. Thunder and lightning in her thighs. And we're gonna ride.
We're back live, finishing up with a call from England. Don't worry, we'll get to all your other calls. Then we're going to go to some special guests here in just a minute or two to produce an amazing new film that is vital that it get out to all our young people. But not just young people, everybody. We're going to play a trailer for the film, the audio of it here on the radio. You can see the video up on InfoWars.com. right now. But going back to Eddie in England about just looking at all the evidence of election fraud going on across the country at blackboxvoting.org. Go ahead and finish up your point, sir.
Well, I it's very difficult for me to carry on from where I was speaking, Alex, but everything that Bev Harris, America should give her give that lady an award. She is so strong and so good, and like yourself and Prison Planet, as I said, of which I'm a member, she tells the truth, and Ron Paul tells the truth. And the problem that we have here in the UK, in England, and I guess you have in America, you'll put me right if I'm wrong, is that we have tribal voting, that people vote because their family has always voted that way.
Yeah, it's like a football team, or I drink Coke, I drink Pepsi, I drink Dr. Pepper, I drive Ford, I drive Chevy, I drive Toyota, and they are loyal to that brand when the same New World Order system owns the entire brand. Good to hear from you, Eddie, from England, and I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. You make so much of what we do here possible. Thank you so much. Here is the intro trailer to All Jacked Up, a film everybody globally needs to see, but especially people in the U.S. We are the most unhealthy people out there, and this has been done by design. Here is the audio from the trailer of All Jacked Up.
I have no self-control over, like, how much I eat and what I eat and stuff like that. I just go grab something that, like, tastes like comfort food, and I don't think, like, it's nutritional value or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, well, that didn't help me.
You wonder how, you wonder why.
People are being separated from the foods that they really need to be healthy and intelligent and have good mental awareness.
I feel like I'm doing things and nothing's getting done in reality. Like, I'm not moving forward. I'm just wasting time.
Flawed I am and flawed I will remain.
What we did for your generation was fed you processed white flour and jarred baby foods that were heavily processed and didn't taste like the real stuff.
Why is it that my generation is sicker than when you were a kid?
It's because of what's in the food.
Triple grande, caramel macchiato.
It's a complete secret.
They know it's bad.
Right.
They don't want to have the teeth rotting. They don't want to have ripped up hands. They don't want to smell like puke.
Yeah, and that started when you were about 15.
Are we going to be crazy nuts like they are?
We're going to be absolutely nuts.
No, I'm not saying we should be lazy.
We've been taken advantage of, manipulated, and lied to.
And the food industry today is a hoax.
Would I want to eat it? Would I want my children to eat it? No way.
Oh, my hope.
Yeah. All right. And that's part of the trailer for All Jacked Up. This is something that every young person needs to see. And here to break down why they made it, I guess a consultant to the film, somebody who's in it, Mike Adams and Jennifer Maddox. She produced it, directed it, wrote it, and we're really honored to have Mike Adams and Jennifer Maddox both joining us today. Thanks for the time, and thanks for making the film.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me here, Alex. It's great to be back on your show.
Since we've had Mike on before, Mike, why don't you introduce Jennifer Maddox? Tell us about her. Tell us about yourself for folks that don't know who you are or what News Target is or what the Health Ranger is, and break down what this film covers.
Sure. Well, I'm known as the Health Ranger online. Naturalnews.com is the website. I'm a free speech advocate. I tell the truth about junk foods, about pharmaceuticals, about how you can actually enhance your health and protect yourself from these corporations that are trying to destroy it. Jennifer Maddox created this film. She's with Fairy Films. She got passionate about nutrition for kids, getting information out there about how we can protect our children from these dangerous corporations, their junk foods, their pharmaceuticals, and all the marketing that goes along with it. And Jennifer's done a fantastic job with this film. I consider it a must-see film for all parents and all teenagers in this country. And I'll let Jennifer continue with her background.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you so much for your support. Alex, I got really sick and tired of seeing how today's youth is being treated and manipulated and dumped on by everybody, and nobody seemed to care. And I really, really wanted to get these teenagers to understand and to see it, to see what's happening behind the scenes. And I'm sure we'll talk later about animal slaughter and the treatment of animals. And what I like to say is it's the same thing that's happening with teens today, is that they're being led to slaughter.
So I mean, the film approaches it from the direction of showing them how they're being manipulated, how it gets them sick, and then the drug companies have things to, quote, treat the sickness. I mean, here's an example of the perspective just in the news of what your film covers. Girls in the U.K. and the U.S., mainstream news is reporting, as young as 3 are going into puberty. Now it isn't 8 or 7 or 6, 3 years old. And then when they go to the doctors, the medical doctors, they don't say, hey, we have a wait for this to stop. Stop eating the GMO food. Stop eating the meat with all the hormones in it. Stop drinking the milk with the growth hormone in it, which they've got all the studies showing that's what's doing it. They just say, we're going to give you dangerous hormone injections every single week to now block these other hormones.
That's right. That's right. And it's a shame that this is happening, because kids don't even understand, or they don't have the awareness that this is going on. And it would have been very easy to make a film about the, quote, obese kid. But what we haven't spent much time on is taking a look at the root of the problem. Why are they obese? Why do they reach for comfort foods? Well, it's probably because of an emotional problem. And these foods that they're reaching for are being created by these corporations that are out for nothing but the money.
Exactly, and the film gets into how these junk foods, and even things that we don't think of junk food, are, and how they're filled with all these chemicals, they mess up the thyroid, the rest of it. And instead of educating the public, instead of the companies ceasing to put all these poisons and toxins in the food, now in Mississippi they're trying to pass a law where, through indentured servitude, the restaurants have to kick you out of your overweight and now become secret police and not let you in to eat more, or we're not going to give fat people, overweight individuals, medical care as some type of new socialist system. Mike Adams, I mean, they create the crisis and they offer a false solution.
Oh, all the time, and they make money offering the false solution. You got to realize that what this film shows is the devastating impact of junk food marketing and soda marketing on these children. But then, as you just hinted, when those children begin to be all jacked up, as the name implies, later on, when those symptoms start to develop from those food chemicals and the genetically modified organisms and so on, guess what? They're going to be all drugged up. And that's where the corporations want today's youth. They want them to be the future pharmaceutical customers, because that's how they know they can trap them, enslave them, in a sense, in a system of medicine where there are no cures, there are no ways to prevent disease, there's only a lifetime of disease management based on high-profit pharmaceuticals. That's where they want you. That's why the food companies and the drug companies have this grand evil partnership, and they love it. It's profits everywhere.
Absolutely. In fact, I've seen studies where Americans aren't even really eating more than they were 15, 20 years ago, but they're getting fatter, and it's because of what's in the food. That's why we've decided to carry All Jacked Up. It's available right now at InfoWars.com in the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. It's in there right now in the books and films recommended by Alex Jones section. All Jacked Up DVD, how jacked up do your kids have to get before they notice what we're doing to them, and this is a very important film that everybody needs to get. All Jacked Up, ladies and gentlemen, available at InfoWars.com. Going back to the writer, director, producer, Jennifer Maddox, your film just came out, and I'm already seeing a lot of buzz about it. What are young people saying that see it?
Well, young people are taking to it very well. They're seeing that, you know, these corporations are out there, and they weren't really aware of what exactly they were doing. They're understanding better what's going on. They have a sense of, you know, a lot of these kids that are in their circle of friends are one of the profiles that we cover in the film.
Stay there. I want to hear more about how young people are responding on the other side and what's in these processed foods.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
NaturalNews.com, Health Ranger, all of it. Here's a story. Heath Ledger, cause of death confirmed, prescription drug toxicity. This is broken by our guest, Mike Adams. What a great reporter and investigative journalist out there, now working with Jennifer Maddox on this new film. It's just amazing. All jacked up, available at InfoWars.com. Break down the film, because I have found with young people, if I tell them, hey, the government ships in most of the illegal narcotics, and then I give them evidence to then get you on them and then put you in private prisons owned by the big private banks that launder the money. And then we even show them how some of the biggest private prison industries are owned and controlled by big banks that have been caught laundering drug money. Then they go, oh, I don't want to do drugs now. They're uncool. You see, but if you approach it like, oh, it's too cool for you, you know, you're too young to do drugs, they'll all run out and want to do drugs because it's all Hollywoodized. Same thing with these just destructive processed foods. If you show them how the man is literally trying to make them invalids to control them throughout their lives with all these preventable illnesses that are symptoms of the poisons, they'll get away from it. And that's the angle, the truth, that you come at this, and I just think it's going to be incredibly effective. So you're saying, with this just out a little while, Jennifer Maddox, that you're finding that?
Yes. You know, if we get them angry and they feel threatened, then they're obviously going to want to take action, and that's the purpose of this. You know, we've worked with a lot of people who do work successfully to change policy. You know, with organizations like the CSPI, we've done interviews in the film with people like Michael Jacobson, and we applaud all of their efforts. But our movie is about shifting demand, and it will be a lot easier to get one kid not to eat at, say, McDonald's today than to try to get McDonald's to not serve one kid. So it makes a lot more sense to affect demand than to influence supply, and that's why we made this. And we talk about, you know, the different things that are in processed foods like aspartame and high fructose corn syrup, and that can at times be boring for a teenager because it's difficult to get their attention. They have a very short attention span.
Well, as bad as high fructose corn syrup and aspartame is, you get into a lot of the other stuff that's in these foods. Mike, what's some of the other things that are in processed foods? I mean, these are petrochemicals.
Oh, sure they are. Well, just look at diet sodas and all the problems related to aspartame. I mean, these affect the neurology of young kids. If you look at artificial food coloring chemicals, for example, we know that one particular color actually causes symptoms that are diagnosed as ADHD, which, of course, gets a kid put on Ritalin.
Yeah, red dye number 5.
Yes, exactly. And there are yellow dyes that are also implicated in that as well. You look at, in fact, if you read the ingredients label of a food, that's not everything that's in there. There is no requirement that companies list the chemical contaminants or the solvents, or the pesticides, or the hormones that are in their food.
Yeah, they can just say other ingredients. They can just say things like artificial flavors, and that can literally be anything.
Sure.
That's right.
They hide MSG, for example, in an ingredient called yeast extract. That's one of the biggest scams today in the food industry. You even find that in natural foods and vegetarian foods. They're loaded with yeast extract. It's all a huge scam, Alex, and people have got to be informed. You know, that's what the industry fears the most, is a well-informed consumer who's a skeptical thinker and who's willing to actually protect their own health. The industry can't stand that, and unfortunately, they've got hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising funds out there.
Billions.
To try to convince people.
Billions. And
oh, yeah.
And they did this in every industry. They took natural soap and replaced it with petrochemical and chemical detergents. That's why your film is just so powerful. Every young person, every parent has got to see this new film, All Jacked Up. Continue with a basic overview, Jennifer, of what the film covers.
Well, the film covers a variety of different subjects, processed foods, slaughter, cows, how we're treating animals. We even go into the subject of anorexia and bulimia and eating disorders. So we've taken a look at the profiles of different kids that most teens out there today can relate to. And we've talked about their issues with several different experts like Mike Adams. And we've led them through a discussion of how they got there and how they can fix it, essentially. So we have taken a look at everything that these kids have experienced and looked at the root of the problem instead of just, oh, these foods are bad and it's junk food and fast food. It's, you know, all food out there is bad today, and kids need to understand that.
Okay, I want to flesh that statement out with you in a long segment coming up, not as many breaks, with Mike Adams and Jennifer Maddox, the new film All Jacked Up. Available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. important film. I want all my listeners to have it, just so you have an idea of what's in the food and how it's prepared.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Next hour, international forecaster, global financial markets and commodities market expert. With the stock market plunging yesterday and going wild today, gold exploding again today, he'll be joining us, Bob Chapman, next hour. Larry Nichols, hadn't had him on in about 4 or 5 years, the guy that exposed Bill Clinton back in the 90s with the Clinton Chronicles. He's going to be joining us with a bunch of news about his talks with Iranian President Ahmadinejad, yes. So that is coming up tomorrow. Don't forget, we've redesigned Infowars.com. It's now in a blog format. You can comment on the stories and launching tomorrow. We're going to have social networking. We can have your own subpage on and post whatever you like, do whatever you want at Infowars.com. So that's coming up tomorrow. The film is all jacked up. I hope you get it at Infowars.com, or you can get it from Natural News.com as well. Just get it out to people, show it to young people. Look, we have the documents. They knew sodium fluoride would reduce IQ between 10 and 20 points. They knew it rotted holes in the brains and attacked the kidneys and attacked the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenals. They knew it caused obesity. They knew it made your whole metabolic system slow down, your metabolism. They knew that in the 20s, 30s, 40s. The Nazis, the Soviets used it. That's public. That's mainstream news. Now, new scientists and all these other people are coming out, Nobel Prize winners, saying it's a poison. They did that by design. They want to control you, make you sick, and then suck all of your profits out of you as you work. This is a form of slavery. This is a scientific dictatorship, as many of the top technocrats stated in the 60s and 70s, and even back to the 20s and 30s. They have done this by design. They know what they're doing, and they know. I mean, take Heath Ledger. It's now coming out that he was on a bunch of prescription drugs given to him by his doctor. They mixed together, and it killed him. They kill hundreds of thousands of people a year. Marijuana kills no one, but still they want to SWAT team you looking for it, and they want to come in and ban and restrict and make you get a prescription now for vitamin C. Again, the film gets into a lot of that. An amazing film, all jacked up. Going back to Mike Adams and Jennifer Maddox, she is the writer, director, and producer on this fabulous film. Mike, I mean, I want to make that clear to people, and then after she gets a chance to talk more about the film, get into the latest Heath Ledger info that we've got a link to up on InfoWars.com. I mean, this is, from all your research, is this by design or is this accidental?
No, this is clearly by design. I mean, they know that these corporations work hand in hand, the food companies and the drug companies. And in many cases, they're the same companies. I mean, they manufacture the same chemicals that go into drugs and foods. So what they know they have to do in order to make profits is they have to keep the population diseased. People who are well don't need to go to the doctor and take drugs, right? So they have to keep you in a cycle of disease. And that's why their products don't cure anything, because they know they can only maintain your disease. That's the way they have repeat revenues, and they can turn your body into a system of lifetime revenue. Now, there are also indications that they may use some of this to actually introduce disease. I think there's a lot of evidence that vaccines are used to introduce disease into the population, and that's why I won't let them inject me with anything. I don't need a doctor. I'm healthy.
Well, wait a minute. We have government. I mean, let me just digress here. We have documents where that's admitted, and they've been called all over the world. So that's not just your opinion. We have that in quadruplicate. But expanding on that, we have diabetes up several thousand percent. 1 in 33 would get cancer decades ago. Now it's 1 in 3.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They knew what aspartame would do. Breaks into formaldehyde in your stomach, you know, past 85 degrees. They knew what all of this was going to do. And here's another example, Monsanto. This even made it in National Geographic in 99, the reason I cover it, people have heard of it. The CEO at a public meeting for shareholders said that they intended to contaminate everything with GMO, so then you wouldn't have a choice but to eat GMO, and they would then go after other people's fields who they had contaminated, and they own the courts. Let me get a comment from you, Mike, and then Jennifer on that.
Well, sure. It's all about owning your future, owning your health. They want to own the seeds. They want to own your genes. They want to own everything about you. It's all about corporations controlling this world and limiting population, controlling population. It's what it's all about, Alex. Your listeners know this very well.
Well, it's up to... Sorry, go ahead.
So teens and families need to hear this, and they need to understand that they're being brainwashed and misled about food, and we're all just too busy to notice. I mean, it even comes down to our parents, their parents. You know, they're going to open their eyes to what they eat and how it's affecting them, and they should know where the food is coming from and what it has the capability of doing. And these teens are challenged to find the liberation from these shackles of mainstream and corporate thought that keeps them suppressed, and it doesn't challenge them and allow them to follow their heart, to do what it is that they desire in life, because all these things in this food is keeping them down. It's keeping them suppressed and having them think in the way that they want us to.
Mike, I have seen, that's a great point, just an excellent point, Jennifer Maddox. I have seen hundreds of scientific studies, suppressed studies by the chemical companies, by the big food companies, where they know that the dyes and chemicals and flavor enhancers are causing children to have headaches, be hyper, be irritable, and then their answer is an amphetamine-based drug or a psychotropic drug. Can you speak to that? Because you get into some of that in the film.
Well, yeah. And look at the headlines that we just saw in the last few days. Baby shampoo is loaded with toxic chemicals. I mean, if you look at an infant now, just a one-year-old or a two-year-old baby now, they have more chemicals in their bodies, hundreds of chemicals, more chemicals than the adults now. So they are starting as young as possible, and they're pushing these products to try to basically contaminate these young bodies as early as possible.
By the way, the American Medical Association, the American Dental Association, comes out in 2005, both of them, and says Sodium fluoride is poisonous. Children shouldn't have it. They shouldn't drink it. It's rotting holes in their teeth with fluorosis. And then what do the big water makers do? They've all done it. You go in one of the, you know, Babies R Us or one of the big stores, or you go to the HEB or Kroger or whatever you have in your area, Lion, Save-On, whatever, Food Lion. You go in there, and all the water says for kids, and it says extra fluoride,
yeah,
added fluoride. They know, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely know, and they're still pushing mercury fillings in children's mouths. They call them silver fillings because they don't want to use the word mercury. But guess what? They're 40% or more mercury.
Amalgam.
That is potent nerve toxin. I mean, they know what this does to these young brains. Again, they don't want to allow children to be free to think for themselves, to learn new things. They don't want independent consumers running around this country because it would upset the status quo. They want people who do what they're told, who are zombies. They want them drugged out. Now,
well,
that's why we have statin drugs.
My film, Endgame, we have the documents where the brother, who's the father of transhumanism, the father of modern eugenics, Julian Huxley, the head of the UN UNESCO program, said, just like his brother wrote in the book in 1933 about how they took the subclass and poisoned them at birth to make them be mentally retarded, you know, a dumbed down.
Right.
Well, they said, guess what? That's what we're really doing. Go ahead.
It's exactly what we're doing. And antidepressants for young kids is a big part of that problem. And you look at what they really cause. They cause violent behavior and suicide. You look at the school shootings, Alex. I know you've covered this topic many times. They're all implicated with antidepressant drugs, every one of them. You know, people out there blaming the guns, it's ridiculous. You got to look at the drug that are controlling the brain that controls the finger that pulled the trigger.
Absolutely. And they know that the food additives make the children act out. Or even if they haven't had a good breakfast, they've had some sugar snack, they crash an hour later, and the school then pushes, put them on drugs. The teacher isn't even bad. They're brainwashed. Can you speak to that, Jennifer Maddox?
Yes. They're completely brainwashed. They don't understand that when they're eating these sugar-filled foods, that is the reaction that they're getting is completely bouncing off the walls. You know, parents don't understand, why is my child acting this way? When maybe you probably just gave them, you know, a bunch of sugar-laden snacks just prior, and they're not making the connection. And what this film...
Jennifer, you're on a cordless phone, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I think you've gotten two-way from the jack. You're actually cut out. If we can redial you or get you closer to the jack, are you by the jack?
I'll get closer. Apologize.
Oh, that's okay. The same thing's happened to me before when I'm doing interviews. You got into the sugar snacks, and the parents don't know why they're bouncing off the walls, and then you cut out.
Okay, right. Can you hear me better?
No. Let us try to reconnect to you while I talk to Mike. I'm sorry that it's happening with your phone, but let's try to get her on a landline, John, or talk to her, figure that out. Mike, continue with what she was saying.
Okay, well, if you feed children refined sugars, now the brain runs on sugar, right? And if you're using refined sugar, it's a fuel that the human body is not designed to process. So the sugar levels in your blood spike up too rapidly, and then they crash in response to the insulin dump. This crashing of blood sugar causes mood disorders, it causes learning disabilities, it causes aggressive behaviors in young males. And the important thing to note here is that instead of diagnosing these as dietary problems or imbalances, modern medicine, with the drug-pushing doctors, goes out and says, no, you, the child, have a brain chemistry disorder that must be treated with pharmaceuticals. And that is the horrendous mistake that's being made with our youth today.
Now, we know that honey isn't even processed. And humans would rarely get honey in our development. Now, the foods, I mean, I don't think people realize that even in coleslaw or a hamburger or anything, it is just filled with sugar. And with my children, whenever we give them sugar, they're bad. When we don't, they're good. It's real simple.
It really is simple. And if you change children's diets to be more wholesome based on natural foods and unprocessed foods, you can eliminate ADHD symptoms in 80% of children in 2 weeks or less. Think about that. And in fact, if you feed children right and let them grow into adulthood with good diets, you can eliminate, in my opinion, 90% of all cancers in this country.
Absolutely, because that causes a lot of problems with the cells offloading their toxins and the absorption of oxygen and, of course, a lot of other things dealing with the different glands. You, again, it's always so great to talk to the folks from naturalnews.com. Now, Mike, I want to go back to Jennifer. We got her back on a good line.
Sure.
But getting into Heath Ledger, surprise, surprise, no illegal drugs, hopped up on pharmaceuticals, it killed him.
Yeah, Heath Ledger was killed by Big Pharma. He was killed by his pill-pushing doctors, who should have known that that combination of drugs should never be prescribed to an individual. I mean, Heath didn't want to end his own life. There was no evidence of suicide. He was killed by Big Pharma, and he joins a long list of over 100,000 Americans killed each year by FDA-approved drugs.
Well, he was a great actor, and, I mean, every day, every time there's a shooting, a mother cutting her children's arms off, drowning them, they're always on these drugs, and it kills hundreds of thousands a year. Their answer is, as mental illness expands because of the drugs, now we need to put half the kids on drugs under the New Freedom Initiative. Jennifer Maddox.
Yes. Now, our kids today are being influenced by these companies and this terrible food, and this will be the first generation that won't live longer than their parents. And, you know, this film has the opportunity to make them understand what's really happening out there and for them to discover the truth about their obsessive and addictive and emotional eating habits. And we've packaged it in a way that's palatable for families and teenagers.
Well, that's another reason. That's another reason they push all of these sugar-filled foods. Forget the chemicals. That's even worse. Is because they know that they're going to be hungry in an hour instead of 5 hours later. So they eat a lot more of it. They spend a lot more money. People would save more money, especially young people that don't have money, if they quit eating crap. And I know everybody knows this, but why haven't we all put it into function? Because we were brought up, we were habitualized to this. We have to break the habits. Jennifer, how do we break the habit?
Well, we break the habits by changing our belief system. And when we understand that someone's trying to take advantage, if somebody's trying to take advantage of you, and you really truly understand that, you're going to look at that differently. You're going to realize that you have other options, that you have other choices, that you can actually live a healthier life by making better choices.
And there's another facet. Go ahead, sorry.
Well,
right, and we want to empower these kids to know that they have those choices.
I just wanted to commend Jennifer for making this film and let everybody listening become aware of how difficult it is to make a film that tells the truth. I mean, you know all about it, Alex. You know that corporations won't sponsor this information. This is the kind of thing they don't want you to learn. So for Jennifer to put this film together and make it so successful, I just really want to commend her right here on the air for making this project possible. You're a great American for doing that, Jennifer.
And she did a great job. A lot of work went into All Jacked Up. I do commend you as well, Jennifer Maddox, and I hope people get the film and show it to everybody they know. Expanding, I've also seen a lot of studies, and I've interviewed neurologists, I've interviewed toxicologists, I've interviewed a pharmacist on this subject. Not only, most poisons are also addictive. Just like Prozac and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, these additives are also addictive. So when you go off fast food, you're going to feel horrible at first because it's a drug. You're addicted. Comments, Mike?
Yeah, well, MSG is a perfect example of that. It interferes with your normal appetite regulatory ability so that if you're eating foods with MSG, you can't stop eating them. And guess what that does? Well, it sells more foods off the shelves that contain MSG. And that's the whole point. I mean, cigarette companies knew their products were addictive. You know, soda manufacturers, they know their products are addictive, but food companies do this too. Again, it's all about chemical enslavement of the consumer. They've made it an art, a science. They know how to do it, and we are paying the price.
Absolutely. I couldn't say it any better. In fact, I couldn't say it that good. Jennifer?
You know, I want to make the point that this film is not about becoming a vegetarian or a vegan. That might be a takeaway, and it's really about what's right and wrong. It's about how we're being treated by the system, this abusive food system. And, you know, people just need to understand that they do have a choice, and it may be difficult to change your diet and your habits, and you do suffer from, you know, letting go of that. But when you do, all of a sudden your mind gets clear, you have mental clarity like you've never imagined, you've gained the ability to, you know, do the things that you really want to accomplish in this world, which is why I've had the ability to go ahead and take the risk and make this. And, you know, I thank both of you because you are truth tellers, and that is completely commendable because that's where we need to be. That's where society needs to be. That's where what we have to get to. This planet needs transformation and revolution.
Well, you guys are both part of the revolution, and the film is All Jacked Up, available at Infowars.com. You can link through also at PrisonPlanet.com and get the documentary. How long has the film been out?
It's been out just a few weeks.
And
I understand it's available for purchase on your website now.
It is, and but also fire out some of your websites.
AllJackedUpMovie.com. And you can also reach us at www.fairyfilms.com.
Fantastic. We've got to get this into the hands of all the young people especially.
Absolutely.
In the closing segment, Mike Adams, what are some of the key points that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, we've got to realize that we have to take control over the information that's being fed to consumers. So we've got to allow nutritional supplement companies to be able to tell the truth and not suffer the censorship of the FDA. That's how we're really going to turn this
around. Stay there. Let's talk about information war against the enemy when we get back. Let's talk about the film All Jacked Up.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today. We'll be right back.
news, election news, military news, more info on the cable cuttings. It was 4, now it's 5. Reports are coming out of 6 cable may have been cut. Is this the balloon going up to go into Iran? This is pretty scary stuff. A former member of Army Counterintelligence and one of the top gold brokers will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Finishing up with Mike Adams and Jennifer Maddox, who worked together on the film. She's the producer and director of it. All Jacked Up, available at InfoWars.com. Finishing up with trying to block them from blocking us from putting this information out. Mike?
Yes, Alex. Well, this is one of the reasons why I really support Ron Paul, because he supports a Health Freedom Protection Act, which is he's the only candidate for president that would actually seek to end the FDA's censorship and tyranny and oppression of alternative therapies, natural medicines, you know, foods from God and Mother Nature. And he would actually help deliver us access to those things. But every other candidate that I've seen is interested in only supporting the status quo, continuing the system of sick care. They call it health care, but it's really sickness care and disease continuation in this country. So I think what we've really got to do, in my opinion, we need the FBI to march into the FDA's offices with guns drawn to arrest and prosecute the criminals running that organization. It is a criminal organization, and it is indirectly responsible for millions of deaths in America alone, Alex.
Now, most of the doctors and people, though, they're compartmentalized. They just follow what the American Medical Association says, and they just think, hey, this is all a good thing, and they're not even allowed to tell their patients, hey, take this vitamin, take this or that. They're told they'll have liability if they do.
Sure, doctors are scared to death, you know, because they have state licensing requirements. If they begin to prescribe natural medicines or even to speak out and tell the truth about what they're seeing, they can have their medical license yanked. So that's the way that the state has a leash of control around the necks of the physicians. And that's why the physicians are still tied to pharmaceuticals and very few are actually promoting natural medicine.
Well, the eugenicists run our planet. They're carrying chemical and biological warfare out against us every day. We have the documents. It's hard for the average person to believe, but the public is in a toxic fog, and a lot of it will lift if you stop drinking sodium fluoride water, if you stop drinking, you know, the high sugar foods, if you stop eating the processed foods. I know it's hard. I first started about 3-4 years ago. I'd gotten healthy before that, but then gotten unhealthy. Getting off the fast foods, then getting off processed foods. I'm almost off of them. I feel a lot better, even though I work incredible hours. A lot of other unhealthy stuff I do, but it's a process. You know, a lot of people don't get started because they think it's too big and they're too depressed from what they've been eating. Mike, Jennifer, I mean, this is the old Chinese parable, isn't it, of a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step?
Right, right. And I have to tell you, Alex, we went to the USDA, the FDA, governors like Huckabee, because he had a proven track record for improving fitness, and we even went to the Department of Agriculture. We went to fitness leaders like Schwarzenegger, and the only public official that agreed to go on record for the production of this movie was an associate superintendent of a school who then, when she was on camera, refused to discuss the quality and content of the food. So it's, you know, what does that say about our public officials that should be representing us?
It's amazing. It's up to us, the people, to get this information out to the young folks. This is how we beat the New World Order scientific dictatorship is, as you said earlier, we start pulling ourselves out of it. We stop buying their garbage. To Mike Adams and Jennifer Maddox, who helped make the film All Jacked Up, I salute both of you, and I'm glad that we've added it to the online video and bookstore. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure to be here.
You guys have a great day. God bless you. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.